We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Welcome to Roto Grinders today. I'm Jordan Cooper, aka Blender Ed, Blender HD. You're going to follow me on Twitter. And it's Wednesday, February 28th. And we kind of have a new look here at Roto Grinders. A little bit more white today, I guess, on the video screen, but also a little bit more blue on the Roto Grinders site. So if you want to go to rotogrinders.com and see the fresh coat of paint, we have the new logo here at Roto Grinders. Nothing else is, I mean, we're still here. Right. Nothing's changed. We're not dead. Right. And you make a little change. You love. What does that mean? The site works essentially the same way that it does before, but a bit faster and a bit cleaner and a little bit new color scheme. But someone that doesn't have a new color scheme. Right. You still have the green screen in the back just for no reason. Just but in the beginning of the year, well, you used to put up like weird backgrounds and stuff. You were at different locations. You were recently at the car dealership, so maybe put the car dealership paint there before we talk about NBA. So fresh coat of paint. Log into your Roto Grinders account again and get that all hooked up into the Discord. And if you have any technical issues, right, for whatever reason, we have a support channel in the Discord, rotogrinders.com/discord, or email support@rotogrinders.com. And they will take care of you. But Will, we do have an NBA slate today. And
yeah, can I mention something about NBA before we dig all the way in? Is your car good? You said no. Yeah, my car's fine. I just went for a service. Yeah, I just went
for a service. What does that mean for a service?
Oil, you know, make sure everything's fine. They check it.
So maintenance.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Did your car get a happy ending?
Yeah, everything's fine. Like I said, I thought I was going to be in and out of there. And I got there. So my appointment was at 9. I got there at 8:55. And she's like, "Oh, Mr. Priest, we got you. We should have you out of here in about an hour and a half." And I'm like, no way. And so I ended up getting out a little, before then. But anyway, everything's fine. Let me just say this too, Blender, for NBA. For those of you that don't know, we are in the single entry series on FanDuel for all of you big DFSers out there. And if you come in, I think, top five or so, you are getting like a ticket to the single entry series or something like that. And I think they're doing it a little bit different this year. But either way, I did want to put that out there, Blender, because I do like the single entry series. I think that's a pretty neat little thing that RG has been doing for a long time in conjunction with FanDuel now. And with the way DFS is headed again, Blender, it looks like they're trying to DraftKings is rolling out no late swap, but they're trying to make the slates better by putting time back in your days so that you can spend it with your family. So DFS keeps morphing into different things. They keep trying to find ways to appease the players, it looks like. But I did want to put that out there. Single entry series is back and up and running.
The people want Dean. Dean's not going to be here till 5 p.m. Eastern. Come back at 5. You'll see Dean on Grinders Live, right?
Yeah.
People may want Dean, but Dean doesn't want the people, not this early in the morning.
Yeah. Sleep. Listen, yeah. Dean's seriously maybe still asleep. Like I don't think Dean is an early riser at all. And I think even he will tell you that. Like, don't look for NFL season, the Grinders Live football edition, Dean's struggling. He don't want to be up at 10 o'clock.
Wait for baseball, Will. We'll have these Wednesdays or Thursdays.
Oh, man.
Where we have the early Grinders Live where this show gets preempted and I'm just
Dean's
on with
Dean's hair looks like antlers. He comes in, his hair is everywhere. He don't want to be on these early shows. He gets sick more often.
Okay, so we got an NBA slate. Let's pull up lineup HQ. Let's show the fine folks our new fresh coat of paint on the website. So you can see here. So yeah, it's a little bit bluer, a little bit more rounded edges, stuff like that. I mean, but lineup HQ looks. I mean, it looks the same, right? Right, we got the situation room impact ratings for injuries. You know, a little bit cleaner, a little bit narrower, a little bit more mobile friendly, I guess. Right, we still got the pick'em tool here and the props model and everything. But obviously, the Pelicans. I mean, we got a lot of people that. I mean, we talk about like the no late swap and stuff like that, but this Lakers Clippers game is at 10 o'clock. And we have LeBron questionable. Is Paul George questionable also? He's on the injury.
On We've got him as out currently. We have him out.
Oh, so we have him out. Okay. So he's out of the projections. Okay. So we see here, it's very hard to tell. Maybe I need to put this in a little feedback section that these Q's and these O's are they look a little too close to each other, right? So we have Paul George who's out. We do have, if we go to the injury section, we obviously have, Zion, which, I mean, it seems like any Pelican slate, Zion is questionable. De'Aaron Fox, questionable for Sacramento. Pirtle, questionable for Toronto. Aaron Nesmith, questionable for the Pacers. A little bit less of a priority there. But some of these guys are in later games, right? We got LeBron. I mean, yes, we'll get Toronto, Pelicans, Pacers news earlier. But De'Aaron Fox being out or LeBron being out is a big enough deal on this slate.
Especially Fox, I think. Fox is a huge deal.
So what would you do? So what are we looking at? I know we come out with our if-then projections here at Roto Grinders. If you're a premium member, right, you get all of our projections. You get all of our tools. You get all of our premium content. The if-then projections are our projections team will build projections for Sacramento if Fox doesn't play. So you could get pre-prepared. Right, without having to wait until that news happens, and then we update the projections. So if Fox doesn't play, right, because it's not that big of a slate tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's only 6 games, mm-hmm. Right? So if Fox doesn't play, I mean, obviously that gives a bump to, I mean, technically everyone. I mean, Sabonis is 10-3. I mean, he's not going to get any more minutes, but he's obviously going to have to shoulder the load a lot more. But I have to assume, Will, that like guys like Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter, and I mean, what is their rotation even going to look like? I mean, they could only run like 7 or 8 guys.
Yeah, and the weird thing about Sacramento, they don't usually start Malik Monk, but he still plays about 30 to 35 minutes in these spots. So, like, they might, as an example, they could very well start Davion Mitchell, and Mitchell could play 50 minutes, and Malik Monk will still play 35. Like, that's the big thing you have to know about Sacramento. Like, Davion Mitchell isn't guaranteed anything, not a thing. Malik Monk will be, I think, the biggest benefactor from the guards. And then, of course, you know, Sabonis, like, he's going to thrive regardless.
So do you think that if they announce Fox out and we see Davion Mitchell starting, he's 3K.
Yeah.
That there's within his range of outcomes, I'm sure that we're going to project them for a decent amount of minutes because, you know, Fox is ceding 36 minutes to the backcourt in some regard. And they all can't go to Monk, right? They all can't go to Keegan Murray or Huerter or something like that.
Yeah, Keon Ellis may play some minutes. My thinking is Davion Mitchell plays 20 minutes or less. Malik Monk plays 35 to 37 minutes.
So does that essentially make Malik Monk like, I mean, he'd be one of the, at 5,600, he's guard and forward eligible, so that fills up a lot more spots. But the thing is that 3K, if we project David Mitchell for 20 minutes, I mean, it's going to be hard for people not to look at that and say, here's my value play of the day.
Yeah, and for me, Blender, I've seen this Sacramento situation enough. Today could be the day it works out. This is where I take one of my weird stands and say I would completely fade Davion Mitchell. I think he would be bad talk, personally, even at 3K.
But this is also, I just want to highlight for people, this if Fox is out. Obviously, yeah, if Fox is obviously in, we're not even talking about any of this, right? I mean, But I mean, what are we supposed to do at 11 o'clock in the morning for an NBA DFS show and then talk about what could happen because we see an NBA every day? Anything that you think could happen will happen at some point.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be ruled out. Some starting lineup's going to change. So being prepared for that, I think, is beneficial. But like actually strategizing your lineups before that news seems kind of stupid. But on a general note on this slate, it's Luke is playing like so many minutes.
It's ridiculous. How in the world is he going to make it through the playoffs? I don't know. I feel like Jason Kidd is Tom Thibodeau that we don't talk about.
What don't we talk about him? Okay, Will's frozen. You mentioned Jason Kidd and they came out and made sure he didn't say anything. So I guess Will's internet connection is a little bit. He's staring off. He's staring off into the void. He'll be back in a minute. Don't worry about it. But I was mentioning before that guys like at the top of the scale, right? We got Luka, we got Jokic, we got Sabonis, we got Anthony Davis. Halliburton, 9,500. You're probably not playing, but doesn't play enough minutes. I mean, we have him for 33 minutes. Right. We got the Donovan Mitchell right at the top of the scale. But Luka with playing 39 minutes, it's hard not to play him at even at 12,000. If I run our current optimal, these are like 9 a.m. projections. Luka. Let's see. We have Luka, Drummond, obviously. OK, so if we look at this Chicago situation. Drummond, they're playing, Vooch and Drummond together. I don't know if Will is coming back at any point. Yeah, Steve's telling me that he was frozen, so it wasn't just me. Sometimes it's the other way around. Will, you back?
Yeah, so guess what? I'm going to make an executive producer decision of my own office from here on out. I'm just going to do these shows on my mobile hotspot, and I won't have to worry about this. I don't know why my internet decides to do dumb things, but at any rate, I'm on my mobile hotspot for the rest of the show. I doubt we'll have any problems. Here we go.
Okay, so we were talking about Luka. I was also talking about looking at our optimal lineup here with our current 9 a.m. projections. I mean, Andre Drummond playing basically alongside. I mean, I don't play NBA DFS on a daily basis anymore. I just do, you know, props for the most part. But ever since, you know, I would have never said before the season or any point that Vucevic and Drummond would be sharing the court at the same time. But now that is happening, 5,200 Andre Drummond. I mean, Drummond is not a good basketball player, but he's great for daily fantasy. Right.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk more about Luka or go to the Drummond situation, feel free to do so.
Yeah, let's do it. Once again, I think Luka's playing a ton of minutes. And I mean, even on last night's slate, I played on FanDuel last night. He was so low owned, Blender. Like you probably needed him to take down a tournament, but you didn't need him to make money. Yeah, if that makes any sense, because all the other injury news and a bunch of weird things happened, so forth and so on. But I mean, if you've been playing him every day, I mean, you've hit some really nice scores. So I, once again, he played big minutes last night. Will they play him big minutes again? Maybe. And then in terms of the Andre Drummond situation, like, it's interesting because, like, I didn't think this would happen either. And if we're going to get stable minutes from Andre Drummond, like, if you told me Andre Drummond got 28 minutes every night, Blender, I'd be firing him up, right? Like you said, in real life, may not seem like the best basketball player, but for fantasy sports, when a guy's getting you 15 rebounds, 10 points, 18 rebounds, 7 points, 2 blocks, it's all working out as long as the price is appropriate. So, look, if the minutes are going to be there tonight, I'm in. I don't mind that price, but I mean, 5,200, that's cheap enough for sure.
The team that stands out the most from a median perspective currently in our projections as of 9 in the morning are the Clippers with Paul George out. I mean, you can take a look at this RGV column. I mean, that's one of the things that you could do here on Lineup HQ. It's like, if you want to find out, like, what are the cash plays? You know, what are the value plays? This RG value column, it's a salary adjusted plus minus number. Like, if you just sort it by that, it will tell you, right? Typically, if you read our content, right, you see our consensus value rankings, it's kind of correlated that, you know, the our experts are given, you know, picks that relate to salary adjusted value of the player on the slate. And the Clippers, I mean, James Harden, 8,400. Norman Powell, 4,800. Kawhi, 8,700. Zubac at 5,600. Even Terrence Mann at 4,400. I mean, without Paul George in this lineup, I mean, I'm not the hugest fan of the Clippers for DFS. I mean, there are so many ways for guys like Harden and Powell to go wrong. And then, of course, Kawhi, we may find out later today that Kawhi, even he's not playing. Maybe the Clippers become all the value on the slate. So what are your thoughts, especially with it being the 10 o'clock game? Strategically, my inclination is to, like, I take a look at this, and outside of, like, Luka, at 7:30. Then he got like Drummond at 8 o'clock. Like, if I were building lineups tonight, I'd be more inclined to hold out and see what happens with the Aaron Fox and with LeBron James. And the Clippers guys are already good values. I mean, worst case scenario, you're filling your lineup in with some, you know, Sacramento or Denver players. To me, I'd be loading in my lineup for later. On, especially on a six game slate where it's not like there's that much opportunity cost. It's not like we're playing a 12 game slate and there's 8 games at 7 o'clock or something. And then it's like, well, if I save everything for late, I may miss out on, you know, tons of stuff. But on this slate, I mean, most of it is backloaded.
Yeah. I mean, look, man, I think you mentioned something. I hope he doesn't sit, but gosh, if Kawhi Leonard sits, I mean, are we playing anybody in the early games? I'm exaggerating, but you get my point. If Kawhi Leonard also sits, then, I mean, Harden and Mann and Powell, I mean, they're going to garner so much ownership. Russell Westbrook's probably going to garner a lot of ownership. Like, it's just going to be a totally different slate. And, you know, on a six-game slate, Blender, and I think it's important because this is where I try to draw the line, good chalk, bad chalk. And good chalk, bad chalk is different on different days depending on slate size, right? Like, but for me, when I see a guy, and I'm going back to something we were talking, like if De'Aaron Fox sits and they're talking about, and everybody's going to be loading up on Davion Mitchell, my attempt is going to be to punish the field for getting up to 30% Davion Mitchell when Terrence Mann will be a better play, even though he's more expensive. And I understand salary's a thing, so forth and so on. Like, you know, 3K, you can do a lot with that. But do I really need a 3K guy on this slate with it being this small and having value in the 4K and 5K range? I probably don't. And I can just find some better ways to get creative. And those are some of the stands, I think, for NBA DFS, if you learn how to take those. Not you personally, but just in general, like that's how you make your money in NBA DFS. Like, you know, do you want to know why Squirrel Patrol is so successful? Yeah, I know Squirrel does mass multi-entry. Don't get me wrong, you know, but he's not afraid to play some of the others, right? And take and maybe go underweight on some of the bad talk, but he'll still have some just in case. But you know, this is how you're able to, you know, have some sustainability in this business. And so, once again, with Paul George being out, I do think the Clippers' value is what's going to be there, and I think that's good chalk. I think the Clippers is for sure good chalk today.
Now, let's say this was Friday, and there was no late swap, right? Which means at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, everything locks, right? It doesn't matter. And let's say we didn't know the Aaron Fox's status at all. What would your strategy be? How would you build your line? Now, how would you build your lineups? Would you be playing Fox? Would you be playing Monk? Would you be playing what is your approach? I just want to, you know, since you're on, and we're not going to be on Friday, but programming note, I won't be here Friday and next Monday. But people on Friday are going to be like, DraftKings, no late swap. People aren't used to playing no late swap.
I am. I love no late swap.
I love, dude. I grew up on no late
swap. See, Blender, I think that's something important. That's why I love doing this show with you, because we can talk about DFS, you know, the slate, but also talk about this types of stuff. Like, for new people, when I came in, there was no such thing as late swap ever. Everything I played was no late swap. So you learned the edges of no late swap.
Right.
And sometimes that meant I had to take a big L. But sometimes that meant I was going to punish the field for my stance on news.
Right.
It's a different
thing. My favorite version of this, we go back in the past, was my first year playing NBA DFS, I believe, back 2017 something. It was always the Kings and Zach Randolph.
Oh, right? Man.
Zach Randolph was an older guy, but he was great for DFS purposes, and he was always underpriced because he sat half the games. Like, sometimes he played, sometimes he didn't play. Sometimes he'd only play 18 minutes a game. Sometimes he'd play 34 and demolish the slate for, like, 4,800 or something. But their games were always at 10:30 at night. Yeah. And the question came in is that sometimes the Kings would rotate. They would have I remember what's his name with the center with the K, Kostas Koufos, whatever
yeah,
his name
yeah,
was.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But it was always something like that. How their front court was going to play is Cauley Stein, who was like a rookie at the time or something.
He had big games, bad games, good games,
right?
Bad game. 15 rebounds this game, 4 the next game. 40 fantasy points this game, 18. I remember that. But
the thing was that you wouldn't know what the Kings starting lineup was until like 10 o'clock at night. And the slate locked at 7. So if you played Zach Randolph, it's quite possible you're getting a zero because he literally DNPs. He doesn't start and just doesn't play. Or you take a shot on like a Willie Cauley-Stein and Zach Randolph is in and Kostas Koufos is in and Willie Cauley-Stein plays 14 minutes. And you're sitting there with, 10 points or something. Like, you had to be able to go, what am I taking a shot on? What am I not taking a shot on? Yeah. So, like, the general rule to me is the three tiers of, like, priority of my strategy is, one, for the later games, I don't mind... I least mind taking a shot on players that will get a huge bump that already project pretty well anyway. So like in this Fox situation I have on the screen, like Malik Monk at 5,600, right? Doesn't project poorly.
He's going to play regardless.
He's going to play regardless. Worst case scenario, I have a $5,600 guy that projects for 28 fantasy point median. It is what it is, right? Like Davion Mitchell, on the other hand, like if Fox plays, like this guy's going to play 10 minutes. Like he's going to why are you doing it to yourself? Right. And how much upside do you get from him based on, if he plays 20 minutes, right? Well, that's not worth taking the risk on. We're talking about in a no late swap scenario. DeMontis Sabonis already projects well. He's going to get an even bigger projection. If it was no late swap, I'd be much more inclined to play Sabonis because what's the worst case scenario? Fox plays and he still projects well? I mean, like, it's not that big of a deal. It's these guys. It's do you take a shot? The risky parts are taking a shot at the guys that already don't get the minutes, that may get the minutes, so someone like Mitchell, or... the actual injured player themselves. So, like, De'Aaron Fox, on the other hand, like, if for whatever reason De'Aaron Fox today was 6K, 5,500, he would project ridiculously for that price.
Yeah.
But he would be questionable and be like, well, do I take a shot on De'Aaron Fox? I may take a shot on that because he projects so good that the field... maybe too scared to play him because he's questionable, but at least he projects very, very well. So in the case that he does play and he's only 8% owned, like I'm getting a big advantage on the field. If he didn't project well, I don't care anymore. Like I'm not taking a risk on like, do I play this overpriced if Tyrese Halliburton, right? Playing only 33 minutes or some of these overpriced guys. It's like, well, what happens if he doesn't play? It's like, no big deal. You could tell me he's guaranteed to play and I'm probably not playing him. So like, why would I ever take he's going to be so much lower owned. It's like, yeah, but I could play guys that project 10 points better than him for 2% ownership rather than 1% ownership. So what do I care? So like, I look at this up, what is the downside? What is the upside? And then what is the worst case scenario that you have that guy in and he doesn't get the boost? Well, in a situation like this with Malik Monk, it's like, so I mean, this is the type of slate where you may be playing Malik Monk as it is. Like, yeah, there was no injury news. You may be still playing him. He's still a viable. He's still viable. He's not, I wouldn't call him a top 10 play. I wouldn't call him a, you know, a core piece or anything. But if everyone's in today and you want to play Malik Monk, I don't think you're stupid. So if you're telling me that he's going to get a 10-minute bump, like in the case that Fox doesn't play and there's late swap at, and there's no late swap at 7:30, I'll have a lot more Malik Monk in those scenarios.
Yeah, and see, the thing for me, Blender, I think we've talked about this before. We pretty much play DFS the same way conceptually. We might take some little side approaches different, but like in terms of the concept of DFS, we pretty much think the same, right? And so for me in this situation with Malik Monk versus De'Aaron Fox,
just to be clear, I just want to highlight for people that may have tuned in late. This is if there was no late swap. We're trying to give you a little strategy session for Friday, where there won't be any late swap on DraftKings. And in the case that maybe they continue doing some of that type of stuff, that it's not as simple as, well, I can't play De'Aaron Fox because he could get a zero, or I can't play Damian Mitchell because he couldn't. Like, think in terms of how the field will react and what is your best benefit and what is your worst case scenario. So like that's really what you should be thinking about, and not just, well, I'm just going to cross out the, like, dude, if you cross out the whole game and Fox sits, it's like you're going to have opponents that have these Kings players that are going to project so well that you're putting yourself behind the eight ball if you're constantly going into slates with no late swap going, well, all LeBron's questionable, so I can't play any Lakers. It's like, yeah, but what happens if LeBron's out? That means a lot of these Lakers are going to be worth playing. If you're seeding all of that value, it's the same thing as playing with late swap and never swapping.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So here's the thing, Blender, for me. I will also take this approach on the other side. Well, what's the other side, Will? I will actually beef up my De'Aaron Fox exposure because of the uncertainty. So see,
that's only if he projects one, but that's only if he projects one.
Correct. So that's the understanding, but I thank you for pointing out, because if people don't know that, then they need to know that. If he's projecting well, even at 9,800, like I think today on FanDuel he's 9,800 as an example. And he's probably not going to project as well on FanDuel. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just using that as an example. Let's say he's projecting for 55 fantasy points today on FanDuel. And because he's expensive, the field, the general field, like it's less likely. They're like, no. I am not losing $9,800 worth because of a guy that may or may not play. So he ends up playing, and he goes off for 60. But now instead of him being 10% owned, as an example, he's like 1% because nobody played him because he's in the late game. There's a ton of uncertainty. And if people are playing mass multi-entry, Blender, what they have to understand is if you're playing mass multi-entry, you do have somewhat of an advantage. Now, I might not go that far on single entry because if I've got my $100 tied up, I probably don't want that type of uncertainty. I'm going to be a little bit more sure who's playing. But when I'm playing mass multi-entry, and let's even if I'm not maxing out, but if I'm going 80 lineups, as example, I'm sitting at 80 lineups, 10% of 80 is 8 lineups. Like, he's not even going to be that high on. So I'm going to get some exposure just in case he plays anyway, but like you talked about understanding upside and downside, I understand if he's out, 8 lineups are dead, and I'm fine with that. I'm perfectly fine with that. But if he plays, I've now got 8 lineups. If everything else has come together, I'm pretty live for a tournament takedown later in the night. That might be the late night hammer I needed to get me there. So to me, that's where late swap is so cool, because you can really kind of determine the field's approach the later the games get. The more uncertainty, the less likely that player is to be in there, even for Malik Monk. Because you're going to have the field that's saying, well, I like Malik Monk, and I could, but if Fox played, so they get caught in the middle, and then they just, like you said, they just don't play the game at all. If Fox played, Monk's not as good. If Fox is out, he's great, but I don't know. So they just try to find other guys to play, where guys like us, we're going to say, well, I like Malik Monk regardless. Let's just, maybe the field's going to be at 50, maybe I go 20%. As an example, you know, and that's kind of how we take that approach. So I love no late swap. It's fantastic.
I would play NBA DFS. I would be back playing NBA DFS regularly if there was no late swap. I mean, the main reason that I stopped playing is because I don't want to sit in front of my computer for 3 hours. Right? That's essentially the case. I mean, and it's enough work in props. As yeah. It is, but NBA props isn't like MLB where it's like, okay, let me check before I go to bed. Let me check in the morning. Let me check at like 4 or 5 o'clock and then I'm done. Like, it's you could every day, it's like the same process over and over. NBA things change so often that it's like, It's like NBA. Okay. I'll take a look at, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, bang out some stuff. And then, you kind of have to just pay attention throughout the whole day and be like, well, let's look at three, let's look at five. And then sometimes, depending on my schedule, sometimes I don't look. Sometimes, you know, something happens, some lineup changes at 6:30 and just, okay, well, I don't get those in. I mean, you don't have, I mean, at some point, you know, you need to have a life. You need to figure out like what your work-life balance is. And sometimes there are some days where I don't do NBA props at all. And I decided that from a DFS perspective, that my time was much better spent on the props and on the pick'em than on the DFS. So talking about the props and pick'em, Will, I had one of those days yesterday on Prize Picks where I had six cards, six 5-pick cards, and got 4 out of 5s on all of them with different misses.
Oh God. Don't you hate those days?
Different misses with 2 cards had the same miss, but like, because obviously I'm putting them in throughout the day. So some of these numbers move. So it's like, okay, I got these 5 and then I got these 5. Cause we got to obviously Taco Tuesday. You get the extra, you know, you to get the, you know, it's, they had Chai Gilgeous Alexander. They had Vasilevsky, the goalkeeper, you know. So I was putting these together as they were going. And it's like Jalen Johnson under 27.5 points and rebounds, whatever, that missed. And then I look, DeMar DeRozan over 38.5 fantasy points. It's like that missed by 1. And then I'm going to Erik Karlsson under 2.5 shots on goal in hockey. And then he, of course, gets his 3rd one in overtime.
He gets 3. Stupid right, Karlsson.
In overtime.
Oh, gosh.
And yeah. It's not – I don't mind that if all of them were on the same card. I don't mind like putting in a $25 card and then just going just like, okay, getting nothing back. It's that if the 5 are the cards, I'm getting $250 each on all of them.
Right.
Like, nope. I just literally doubled my money on 6 Blame cards it. with different ones. It was amazing.
Yeah, listen, that's how my morning has gone with esports, Blender. I mean, every car is about to be a double up. And I'm sitting here, and they're all different misses, all of them. No one is the same. And those are the painful ones. I'd rather just have a card of all red and then 4 cards of all green because of the profitability standpoint. Now obviously, I'm going to take the profits, don't get me wrong. But, hey, I'll lose one $25 card to make, you know, 500, 625,
250 each on the other ones, right? $500. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So do you got any props and pick 'em stuff today? I mean, so our tools have not been updated, right? You could obviously, if you're part of the premium membership, you get this, but you could also get the props and pick 'em package, right? We have the prop model here. As Gil Ticket says, on our new web design, I can't believe we had that before, but no more free top 5 from the prop model. I couldn't remember. I don't log out of RotoGrinders. I don't know what anyone sees, like, but that's not underneath the paywall. But apparently, the prop model would show like the top five and then block everything else off. And that seems dumb, right? From a business perspective. Like, yeah, here's the top best five bets from a prop model. Do you want the next 15? It's like, well, it should be here's the worst. Here's the bottom five out of 20. Do you want the top 15? But yeah, so no more free top five from the prop model. People were getting around that, but yeah, this is an update. Yeah, we still have to update these because obviously these games happen. They're not today's games, but you can go there when they do update. Right, they always update. You know, a little bit after the projections get updated throughout the course of the day. But Will, do you have anything on Prize Picks? I mean, I know you're in South Carolina, so less on the actual sports books and more on the pick'em sites. You got anything? You got a fiver for me on Prize Picks? I could put it right now. We're live on the show.
Believe it or not, in terms of a fiver, maybe. So for me, but see, I wouldn't play it on Prize Picks because, and you can play it on Prize Picks. Don't get me wrong, but see, you don't have access to Pick Six. So. Right. So, and I know we've talked about this, but the reason why I'm explaining it this way is so people understand. Like, when props bump, and I know they're bumped in a way that's not advantageous for me, I don't play them. So, typically on Pick Six, they're going to be advantageous for me. But
Pick Six, they don't, the lines never move.
Yeah, they don't move. They're going to be, you know, halves. So, I'm either going to win or lose. There's never going to be a push because I'm competing against peers. But what I will tell you is on Prize Picks, for some reason, rebounds always seem to be one of the weird ones that's maybe not as, I don't want to say as accurate. But either way, Tyrese Halliburton at 3.5 rebounds, I'd be less than that. Santi Aldama at 5 rebounds, I'd be less than that. Jaren Jackson at 5 rebounds, I'd be less than that.
Hold on. Rebounds. So Santi Aldama is at 5 rebounds now.
Not right. Right. See, he's going to be 5.5 on
pick six.
But I'd still take less than that. Karl Anthony Towns, as long as he plays, he's at 8. I know his rebounding is picked up, but he'll be back with Gobert. I'd be less than that. De'Aaron Fox at 4 rebounds. I'd actually be more than that. His rebounding has really taken off here recently, so I don't hate that at 4 rebounds. I want more than that projection. You've got Michael Porter Jr. at 6.5. I'd want more than that projection. Is that 5? I think that's 5. That's 6. And then of course, Blender, you know, you can just check out projections and see how everything's shaking out if you want to, just to, you know, do kind of a quick comparison. And go for
it. Do I just trust you on these?
Sure.
I'll trust you as much as I'll trust you for $5.
Sure. There you go.
Right.
There you go. And you get to use some of that promo money.
Right. I mean, yeah, of course. Because you always get the promo, you win this, and then it goes in that balance.
Yeah.
I never know how that works. I never know how the promo money comes out, goes in, whatever. I mean, I don't make that many cards on Prize Picks on a given day. Typically, Taco Tuesdays. Yes, I'm obviously making those. You know, the Flex Friday. I always take advantage of the promos and bonuses.
Yeah, right? You have to.
But on a given day, I would normally end up with maybe 3 or 4, typically 5s or 6s on Prize Picks, and they kind of like supplement all the other props that I'm doing on the regular sports books. But Will, are you gonna be on Grinders Live Crunch Time later today? Tomorrow?
I am gonna be on,
oh, you are?
Gonna
okay.
on Grinders Live
okay.
later.
You can
today.
Talk more about all this.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously we'll have more information, we'll have more news. So yeah, there you have it.
So tune in later today. Hit that notification bell. You'll always know when we go live. Grinders Live, 5 p.m. Eastern, followed by Crunch Time at 6:15-ish or so, or maybe this actually based on the lineup, but it may be half, maybe 5:30. You'll see the thumbnail. It's YouTube. Why am I telling you the time? You'll see it. It's on the Road to Grinders YouTube channel, right? Which is now blue. We're blue. We're blue now, Will. It's not the orange. Are you sad that 14 years has gone by with the orange? You know, the orange and the light blue, and now we're just standard kind of neutral blue and black.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's fine for me, man. Things change, things rebrand. I mean, Prize Picks is rebranded, I think, two or three times since they started in a short period. I think Roto Grinders, man, it's been a good run, you know, with the old stuff. But and guess what? We didn't really change the logo. We just kind of update the color scheme. You know, like you said, fresh coat of paint. Did some other stuff. You know, we've done some other stuff in the background, like we've added new products. And I think everything's coming together well. So I do like the new logo. I think it's brought it into, the new DFS century, if you will. And maybe we go another 10, 15 years, and then we update it again.
And we're running a promo here for those that's rep our logo, rep the badge. Right, you could see it, there were banners for it. But we're running a contest, so if you change your avatar on DraftKings or FanDuel to the new Roto Grinders logo, you get something. You get drawn into something. I don't know. Look, there's an announcement. It's all over Twitter or something. I don't know exactly. You're gonna get something, right? I'm very good at selling these promos. I have no idea what it is. All I know is that you make the switch. And maybe you win something or something, some type of t-shirt or swag or something or money or premium memberships or something. Okay. Steve's bringing it up on the screen. So there you go. When whatever it says there, which I can't read, but you could read it, right? Oh, download the new logo, reply with a pic of you. Oh, okay. Oh, you don't even have to win anything. Oh, and you win a switch. Oh, okay. That isn't that bad. Okay, so it's not just, you know, a premium membership. Okay, so you download the logo, reply with your pick of your DK, right? You have to switch your DK or FanDuel avatar, and you don't have to win anything or anything on a contest. Just send a screenshot, and two random winners will win a Nintendo Switch. Okay, that isn't that bad. Not that bad! Maybe it'll actually make me change mine. Mine, I always use my face. My face is my brand, which is why my brand value is not very, very high. Right, when my face is my brand. Okie doke, I'll be on tomorrow. I'm not sure who's going to be joining me. We'll be talking NBA, NHL. Not exactly sure. Programming note, no Friday show, okay? So the MMA card is so bad, by the way, on Saturday. I don't even know if it's worth playing. But we'll have all the MMA content for all the premium members and crunch time on Saturday. So if you want the MMA stuff, go there. I won't be here on Monday either. I'll be going to North Carolina for some wrestling stuff from the first.
Which
the
part? First.
Greensboro.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
you're not close enough to Greensboro.
No, not at all. But I'm saying I won't be there. Me and my bride or wife are headed out of town as well, so I'm going to be gone from Sunday to, you know, early Wednesday. So yeah, man. And that's what people get out, enjoy your family, take your trips. Like, you only have these memories later. Like, so enjoy yourself, you know. Kudos to you, Blender. Kudos.
Right. This is what when there's no late swap, right? You could go out and have all the family time you want.
Yeah. Yeah. All the family time you want. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you could play whoever you want, do whatever you want. You know what you should do? Hit that thumbs up button on your way out the door. Give me those thummy thumbs. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification bell to always know when we go live. I'm usually here Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock Eastern, talking about all things you're thinking about in daily fantasy, props, and pick 'em on Roto Grinders today.